This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. If you are wondering what the big news talk stories of the week are, we have a solution to your problem because we have the answer to the question. The charts for the week of April the 8th to the 12th from Talkers Magazine. You can find it at Talkers.com and GoodDayShow.com. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here to go through the story list, the people list, some of the anecdotal things that are going on in the news talk business, the personalities who are involved on the air, as well as some of the people and their personalities that are making the news and thus the conversation. So, Michael, let us go through, shall we, the stories. I shouldn't say we, because it's going to be me. It's you. Story well, list,
me,
people list.
You're the person I'm talking to, and everybody else is sort of in your orbit. So let's do it.
My orb. Yes.
Your orb. At number 10, we have the GOP FISA fight and Yellen in China.
Yeah. What is she doing in this?
She's yelling.
Who's she yelling?
She's yelling. Yelling in China.
Yelling.
Sounds like an off-Broadway play. Yelling in China. At number 9, Mayorkas impeachment. At number 8, and it's a big one, culturally and historically, the death of O.J. Simpson, which happened at the end of the week. The solar eclipse got a lot of conversation at number 7. At number 6, student debt relief. The Israel-Hamas war at 5. Number 4, Trump's legal battles. At number 3, the economy. At number 2, abortion. And number 1, the presidential race. On the people survey, the aforementioned Janet Yellen at 10, Alejandro Mayorkas at 9, OJ at 8, Mike Johnson and Marjorie Taylor Greene at 7, at number 6, Michael Cohen and Stormy Daniels, at number 5, Benjamin Netanyahu, Juan Merchan at 4, RFK Jr. at 3, Donald Trump at 2, and Joe Biden at 1. And that's another snapshot of conversation all over the country on News Talk Radio.
Right. The essence of which the aiming, the idea that people are aiming for a result when it comes to, like, the election, but they're aiming for a result. You know, they're looking for results. Conversation about, are we ever going to get Mayorkas out? Or is it a waste of time? And, you know, the whole business about Marjorie Taylor Greene going after Mike Johnson. And Trump basically says, don't do that to her. And the two of them are close. I thought that was a fairly interesting reality. What is my mother used to call it? Don't overplay your part.
So don't overplay your hand. Yeah.
No, yeah. Sure. Right. That too.
Or don't be a dog chasing a car. You might catch the car. Then what do you do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, you bite the tire.
What do you think is going to happen with the disarray among the GOP in terms of all these inside battles?
It's going to hurt them.
Or do you think it's going to hurt them?
No, I think it's going to hurt them at the election. This stuff, there is a poll that you probably saw. I was talking about it in the ancillary hour. We have 2 hours, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and then I have three talk radio hosts who talk on the Talk Radio Review about the stories and the people from your list each week. And the consensus, after I told them about 3 or 4 strategic polls that have been done in the last week or so, the most notable one, you know, the Gallup people are identified with the right, and Harris is identified with the left. So I look at the Pew, and all of them are doing polls on the same thing all the time, but the Pew Research Center, I think, is the most legit. And they continue to find that mostly people under 35 have tuned out of both the Republican and the Democratic issues, the focus. They don't care for Biden. They don't care for Trump, especially women who are gravitating toward RFK Jr. So, you know, that'll, and the more, you know, the stuff about Biden buying votes this week with that loan scam, a student loan thing, what the rest of the country is saying. I mean, I can't imagine that somebody hasn't come up with a thought in their midst that, hey, what do you think other people are going to say who have a car loan or who have a mortgage? Are we going to pay those off, too? If you're going to pay off student debt, what's the rationale? There are a lot of people that didn't go to college that are the same age, so what are you doing for us? And so, you know, I think that's a legitimate question, don't you?
Well, I think the spending of money and the forgiving of loans in a complicated country like ours is always going to be a political issue. What about us? What about us?
Yeah, what about us?
Plays a role. Whether or not it's a scam, I mean, I don't know whether I agree to go that far. I mean, politicians do things politically to gather followers. They flip-flop. They change their positions. Look at Trump on abortion. Per the Arizona situation, all of a sudden
right.
Trump is moderate on abortion.
Yeah,
he was
right.
the one running around until he was running around. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. I did this for you.
I appointed now, those Supreme Court justices who fixed that problem.
So now he's got a problem, and he's given the Democrats a fabulous from a standpoint of potency issue.
Yeah.
To campaign against him with. So
that's the only issue they have to campaign because they can't run on their record. So they're running away from their record, but they can point their finger at Trump, which, you know, anti-theoretically, the whole business about vote for me because I'm not him, that's kind of what we're confronted with here. It's not vote for me because I'm doing a good job. It's vote for him. It's vote for me because I'm not him. And so,
in other words, we're more open about the lesser of two evils issue.
Yeah, right.
You know,
I think we are. Don't you think we are?
Well, that's because of Donald Trump. Donald Trump is so polarizing, and so many people have deep passion against him, more so than I've ever seen. I mean, I think Hillary was a polarizing figure, but Clinton was, the first Clinton was a polarizing figure as well. But we've never seen anything in our lifetime like Trump. So it's a smart thing to do. Biden appears to, whether you agree with his policies or not, or you're obsessed with his performance in terms of, you know, having certain elderly aspects to his personality, but Biden appears to be much more stable and much more presidential and calmer than the Trump era when it was very chaotic. A lot of people are afraid of going back to that. They'd rather have a little peace and quiet. Not that there's ever peace and quiet in the world, but you know what I'm saying.
I do. And while we're talking about politics and the election and things that are going on, you know, we tend to look at things because this is a national program. Even though there are things going on, we talk about things that are going on in various jurisdictions, in various states and cities, because things happen in New Jersey with the so-called earthquake that don't happen in Missouri, for example, at least at this moment in time. So when it comes to the political realities, we don't much talk about Maine, but there are a couple of lawmakers up there who are going to be censured because one of them said the deadliest mass shooting in the state in Lewiston was a sign of retribution from God. And that has created one hell of a, if you will, dust storm up there because of the Republicans say that the laws that protect the women's right to choose are immoral. I mean, this whole thing is issued the floor debate up there where the people, the Speaker of the House and the folks that are Democrats versus Republicans, almost came to blows because of this. I mean, I'm talking about fist fights between the Republicans and the Democrats. And one wonders, you know, the Arizona thing this week, which is, you were talking about Trump, and that's kind of why I brought this up, because all of these various states and the problems about abortion and women's right to choose and those things, which are age-old discussions, but yet here it is again. And we don't seem to solve. It's kind of like the Middle East. If you look at the list, the story list this week, and look at the problems that we have that we're dealing with because of, you know, these incidents are part of a bigger picture. That this is like a continuing story, the continuing saga. Every time we elect somebody for president, for example, 5 minutes after the election's over, okay, who's running in 4 years? Right? The abortion thing, number two this week. Well, there's no solution to that, it would seem. The economy, the Fed, most people who are experts in economics say the Fed blew it. They should have done incrementally very small back when the inflation thing started. They should have started then instead of taking big chunks and causing all of the kerfluffle that they have now, little bit at a time. But who thinks of those things, Michael, in the in
well, you
the
do, obviously. They should have come to you for advice, whoever they are.
I don't mean to go off on a toot, but I'm just looking That's at these right. things and trying to come up with all of these things in one way or another. You and I have been talking about this for 30, these things for 30 years. It's a different color, you know, but there's still kind of the same stuff.
Yeah, well, there are the basic themes of politics and public policy and society. These are the basic issues. And they only change when the level of crisis changes. In other words, if something really terrible happened or something huge, something big like the eclipse or the what you said, the so-called earthquake in New Jersey. You said something about it that disparaged its level of importance in terms of.
Well, if you were there and you hadn't felt it before, but they said it was all over New England. I didn't feel a thing. Did you? You're on Western Mass. You feel anything?
No, I didn't feel anything. Huh. But some people I knew said they did. But then again, maybe they had indigestion. You never know.
Did you suggest that to them?
My usual dry, snide humor.
Yes. Right.
But what happens is it takes something worse to put things in perspective. The problems always exist. But sometimes people say, how come this week you didn't talk about blah, blah in the survey? Isn't it still important? I go, sure, it's still important, but it just happens they were not talking about it because they were devoting a lot of time. You can't talk about the war in Ukraine and Russia if you're talking about O.J. Simpson. You know, there's only so many things you could say at the same time.
Yeah. Unless you're speaking out of both sides of your mouth. And then,
which, of course, a lot of people do.
Twice as many things said under the circumstances. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine here. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 18 after the hour.
Marcus is a connoisseur of anything that's free, so he was happy to read the disclaimer on TurboTax Free Edition.
Roughly 37% of taxpayers qualify. Form 1040 and limited credits only. See how at TurboTax.com. That's me!
File your taxes 100% free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your max refund guaranteed. See if you qualify to file for free at TurboTax.com. See max refund guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
Honey, can you swing by the post office and grab some stamps?
Done!
And drop off these packages?
Sure thing, honey!
Ooh, and get the tracking info.
Got it!
But you haven't moved.
I know. How great is that?
This holiday season, the Postal Service is closer than ever with convenient ship-from-home services like label printing, free package pickup, and delivery notifications. You can send more holiday joy from the comfort of home. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America. Ship from home at usps.com/holidayjoy.
Hey there, you in aisle two. I see you by the fiber and laxatives. You still using those to manage your constipation with belly pain? If your symptoms keep coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. So you may need more than over-the-counter treatments to manage it. Ask your doctor about how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 and may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We're together every week talking about talk, as it were. Some of the big stories. During this course of most hours of my programming, we deal with social media issues, things that are happening that are either shaped by things going on social media. The numbers came out this week, Michael, as to how much these guys, these four fellas, the owners of Google, the owner of Facebook and Meta, and Mr. Musk, how much money they are worth, the Forbes list of the big billionaires and how much money they have. And, you know, these guys are in the top list, the top 10 of the people who have the most money. And you think about it and what does this small corner of society, what control does it have on what we know, what we see, what we hear, and what we do?
I've been complaining about that to you here on this platform for years, haven't I?
Yeah.
Haven't I complained about that?
Yep. Yep.
You know, and I'm all for free speech, and I'm all for capitalism, free enterprise, and people making money for their hard work. But when it reaches a certain point that you have so much power over other people's free speech and the forming of opinion and the venues by which people can communicate in terms of mass media, then you have to look at it with a different eye. And the fact that someone like Elon Musk could simply write out a check that doesn't, you know, no skin off his teeth and take over Twitter, one of the major venues of communication. You can call it social media. You can call it whatever you want. It's mass media. It's very, very important and powerful. Then we have to wonder, you know, about is the system working? Are the most people being served? You know, that sounds like socialism. It's not. But what it is keeping an eye on the extremes of capitalism. Any system without some type of balance, I don't want to use the word regulation, balance, is not a good system. Any system can go awry, and we're seeing that in the power that a handful of people have in terms of the communications process. in America.
And how quickly their value, if you will, in their product, what they have invested and what they have in terms of ownership of stock, from, you know, $1 billion to $10 billion to $50 billion to $190 billion to $200 billion, you know, it just seems like there's no end to it. And it annoys some people. I think some people are annoyed for the right reason. Some people are annoyed for the wrong reason. The people who say, well, I want some of that. I deserve some of that. No, you don't, unless you had a hand in making it successful, or you had a hand in making something else successful. You created something on your own that was successful. You don't have a right to any of it. It's not yours.
So you know,
have that argument.
Yeah, and then, of course, we have unions to protect the individuals that did build it brick by brick, whatever
with them.
It is,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. And don't have any protection, become mm-hmm. victims of the very people they've helped support. And that's why the labor movement has some validity, or has had some validity along the historic way. Just got to know history, you know?
As you say that, what comes to mind is how artificial intelligence is reshaping our business, the news business in general. How many people are being put out of work because they're using these new, these big companies like iHeart and the rest of them that are saying to the people that are running their newsrooms, get artificial intelligence involved so we don't have to have as many people working in the newsroom. Where's that going to go?
Not the news isn't going to be as good.
No. All right, we'll continue this conversation matter of moments. 28 after the hour here on The Countdown. Is there anybody out there who doesn't know about MyPillow? If you're a MyPillow fan, or if you've never had the experience of MyPillow products, well, now is the time to save hundreds of dollars on hundreds of products. Some of the things in the catalog you may not even know about. So here they have a $25 extravaganza on everything that is in the catalog at MyPillow.com. A couple of multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Six-pack of towels, $25. Four-pack of dish towels, $25. This is the first time they've ever done this. Premium MyPillows with the new Giza fabric on them. Any size, any level. Even the king-size ones are $25. Everything is on sale. This amazing offer won't last long. Check it out at MyPillow.com and use the discount code DS. Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it. There are a lot of other benefits that go with it because of the ingredients. Just go through the ingredients with us.
So the number one ingredient is collagen protein. We've got several different types of collagen protein in our Calitrin, but it works to rebuild lean muscle tissue and rev up your metabolism. And that's how it works over time. It's also good for the joint pain. And when you're taking it at bedtime, like we do recommend, it also helps break down into glycine, which helps you sleep more soundly also. Now, we've also added the patented ingredient called prohydrolase, which is digestive enzymes that help your body break down that collagen protein to where you can utilize it to the maximum potential.
All right, let's talk for about 30 seconds about the special $10 off every bottle.
Discounts on every single month of Calitrin, so the more you need, the more you're going to save.
Check it all out.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Ford's self-driving car technology Blue Cruise now under the microscope for problems that may have led to a deadly collision in San Antonio, Texas that involved a Ford Mustang Mach-E. It's one of two similar crashes in both cases. The Mach-E self-driving cars hit other vehicles stopped on freeways at night. Disgraced former L.A. Dodgers interpreter Ipe Mizuhara stole quite a bit more of superstar Shohei Ohtani's money than was originally reported. The update from U.S. Attorney in Los Angeles, Martin Estrada, Thursday.
The evidence we've gathered over the past few weeks has demonstrated that in total, Mr. Mizuhara stole over $16 million from Mr. Ohtani's account in order to pay for these illegal sports bets.
The interpreter is accused of using his relationship with a Japanese star to fund his gambling addiction. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Now 34 after the hour, this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. And we congratulate the folks listening in Illinois and a couple of stations. WLMD carries the Talk Radio Countdown Show in Lewiston, Illinois. And in the Decatur Springfield market, it's WTIM. Thanks to those of you who are listening, paying attention, and are obviously there's some pretty compelling conversation each week. So we find a home in these stations and get thanks from them for going into the behind the scenes often. Not only the issues and the stories are our focus, but things going on behind the scene. And Michael and I were just talking off the air about a talk radio station in Los Angeles that belongs, or at least we thought it belonged, to former PBS talk host Tavis Smiley, who's been in the talk business for quite a long time. I've known him since he got started. I happen to have respect for him. I like his approach. I think he's an interesting, intelligent guy. There's some controversy about him and how he treated some of his employees, the folks he worked with when he was at PBS, and he got canned. So he went out, found some investors, and bought a radio station, or at least he thought he had bought a radio station in Los Angeles, but apparently he didn't buy. He was buying time. The owner of the radio station called Multicultural Radio Broadcasting has a suit against it from the Ukrainian Congress Committee. And they are claiming in their lawsuit that Multicultural and Mr. Smiley were engaged in abusing the rules of the FCC. They're trying to find a way to get the license away from this fellow because he had programming on that was paid for by the Russian government, a radio show that was, there was a television network also that was associated with the same company. I'm trying to remember the name of it, Michael. You and I both were on that TV. It was Russia. What was it called?
Are you talking about RT?
RT, right. Yeah, Russian television. Uh-huh. Well, they own, well, they syndicate Russian programming on radio stations. They buy time, and the shows are on. And so these guys, the Ukrainian group, thinks that that's against the rules or against whatever. And obviously, because the Ukrainians, the Russians are at it, they're going after the Russians. So if you can follow along with the dots here, they're going after the guy who owns the radio station, who allowed this programming to be on it. And so now what happens?
A small AM radio station in Los Angeles designed to give African Americans a platform to have a voice in the political discussion. And back to what we talked about in the first half hour of the program, Elon Musk can, with the writing of a signature on a check, take over Twitter without anybody being able to stand in his way.
Right.
But Tavis Smiley trying to put together, cobble together some type of a coalition to invest in a little, it's a small AM radio station in a big 5, place.
5,000 watt station in LA, for heaven's sakes.
Yeah. Right, right. Yeah. And we all know that AM standalone radio stations, that means a station that doesn't have a sister FM or other stations that are under the corporate umbrella in the same market. This, he has to go through all of that. Now, I'm not commenting on whether he's breaking the law or whatever the FCC rules are, because this story is basically new to me. But the point I'm making is, does that seem like the balance of influence between somebody like Musk being able to buy X and control it completely without anybody scrutinizing him, and Tavis Smiley trying to have a small AM station that does address a political and cultural vacuum? He can't do it. It's harder to buy a little AM radio station than it is to buy one of the most powerful platforms. I'd say the laws are out of sync with the times.
I would think you're right. I recommend process as well. Yeah, it is ridiculous. It really is. And, you know, we go back to what we were talking about in the social media portion of the program, the AI business and what impact that's going to have. And nobody seems to see, people can identify or, I guess, understand in some of the pea brain thinking that is sort of existing here. But when you look, nobody understands AI yet. So we see it coming in, reshaping talk, reshaping music, reshaping what's going on in the news on radio and television. And yet there's nothing going on in Washington that really has teeth to it that will address this problem. It's just a lot of yak at this point in time. And meanwhile, what Musk said this week was the AI stuff will take over by the end of next year. They'll be smarter than we are. That's essentially what he said.
Yeah, he also says we should be living on Mars. And
maybe he should be.
but the point is well taken. We need to have legislators who understand the technical situation that we are going into. Not just AI, but social media, digital technology, and they are woefully out of touch.
They embarrass themselves.
Yes,
they do.
Yes,
yeah. They embarrass themselves. All right, so I'm looking at some of the feedback we've gotten in our social media about stories that have been followed by listeners. And it's interesting, number 7 this week, the solar eclipse, certainly got most of the play here, the eclipse. One fellow said, since it's been crammed down our throats all week. And I mentioned that before I saw this, the kind of silly stuff. The earthquake was one of the things that I talked about, and the eclipse, it was fabulous for 4.5 minutes. But to have radio stations, I mean, it was a good gimmick, and it was kind of fun, But to have everybody so distracted by this, maybe we need the distraction. I don't know. Am I being too critical, Michael?
No, you're being aptly critical. The crime is not that terrible. The crime of making something that is, you know, of marginal importance suddenly, you know, a total eclipse of the conversation. It plots out.
Right.
It plots out the important stuff that we talk about. But it's also, if it leads to a better intelligence and a better understanding of astronomy, then it's okay. In other words, I don't think it's a terrible problem. I think it's, to me, you know, I'm very interested in astronomy, have been since I'm a kid. I'm an amateur physicist, and
I find that a lot of
importance is placed on this to people who don't really understand what it is. That really is not warranted. It's no more amazing than heading down to the beach, you know, in the morning and watching the sun come up over the horizon. That's just as amazing. It just happens every day. So we, you know, we don't say, oh my gosh, look at that.
The sun's
like
coming
amazing.
Up.
Right, the sun is coming up.
The eclipse
is basically the same type of a thing. Or look, it's spring and those trees that were barren suddenly have leaves and buds. What a miracle.
Amazing.
Well, it is in a way, but it happens every year. The eclipse doesn't happen that often. But then you hear people go, this is a cosmic event that's bringing humanity together. Let's get married during the eclipse. Or let's do, you know, all this stuff. And they attribute.
Or if you're the bachelor, the senior bachelor, let's get divorced during the eclipse.
Yeah, you know, the amount of cosmic importance that people have placed on this is so out of line with what it really is. It's just the moon happened to be passing in front of the sun at that time. It's called a transit, and it blocks out the sun for a few minutes. There is one thing, though. I'm going to throw this in since I'm on you call it a toot. I'm on a science toot. There's one thing about the Earth and its moon that is so coincidental that it makes you raise an eyebrow and go, hmm. The moon is much smaller than the sun, but the moon is much closer to the Earth. And because of an amazing mathematical coincidence, the moon is exactly the same size to the eye standing on Earth as the sun. The odds of that happening, that no other planet in the solar system has that with its moons, and I think you might not find it anywhere out there among the exoplanets, where they're the same size. And so when the moon goes in front of the sun for a total eclipse, it creates this amazing moment where the corona blows out on all around this dark circle, looks like a black hole. It's a remarkable thing, and a lot of people think that because of the importance the moon plays in the evolution of life on Earth, that this is evidence of a design and there being a God. That's a very interesting angle, but objectively, it's just a coincidence. Do you follow what I just said?
I don't think it was a coincidence. I don't think any of this. I think there's nothing around us. You and I have often over the years had these discussions because we both are kind of on the same wavelength and we find it very interesting, the explorations of NASA and the telescopes and what we're finding that blows holes in some of the old theories. And, you know, science continues to disprove itself. And this is just another example. When we look at this thing called Earth and that thing called the Moon, which was 3.5 billion years ago, the Moon didn't exist. A huge asteroid slammed into the Earth and cut a big chunk of it out. Thus, the pear shape of the Earth over the years has sort of reshaped itself, and so is the Moon. But the Moon is part of the Earth, or was billions of years ago. And so you wonder one of the things that people, when we talk about this stuff all the time, what holds it up there? What holds us, what holds this planet in sync with the other planets that are in our solar system? And then what keeps the solar system from crashing into other solar systems that are in our galaxy? And what keeps our galaxy from crashing into planets in other galaxies? I mean, you can go on forever with this and it blows your mind because we don't understand it. I don't think humans are capable of understanding it.
Well, we know the answer to the question. We don't know what makes the answer happen, though. The answer to the question, as far as we know, is gravity.
Yeah.
But then you start talking to physicists about gravity, and of course it takes you back to Albert Einstein and the theory of relativity, which is really the theory of gravity.
Yeah.
We don't know for sure what gravity is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, gravity is a pretty remarkable concept.
It really is. Well, magnetism is basically gravity in a manner of speaking. It's the same principle.
No, it isn't. No, it isn't. Magnetism
metals,
and gravity are two different. Magnetism comes from the electromagnetic force of the universe. There are four forces. There's gravity, there's the electromagnetic wave, and then there's the small force and the large force, which are down in the atom. I'm not going to go any deeper into that because you'll throw me off the air. But the fact of the matter is that gravity is not magnetism. Gravity is the bending of space. And the idea that space can be bent is a remarkable concept that Albert Einstein, he figured that out in his head. He didn't have any tools or any evidence other than his genius. And that theory basically is one of the major pillars of science for about 100 years now. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And Uri Geller has been the only person that could bend spoons. What does he use? Electromagnetic whatever? And
Do you know the secret of how he does it? You say he's your friend. Did you ever ask him?
He's my very good friend.
So how do you do that, Uri? He won't tell you.
Well, it's energy. He says it's energy. He's always talking about Albert Einstein, his theory of the same stuff you were just talking about, relativity and where the atoms are and all that other stuff. So anyway, we could continue, but we must pause now for important messages that not necessarily are more important than what we've been talking about, but they pay the bills. 48 past the hour on the countdown.
Hear that? Relaxing sound of ambient music in a yoga class. And if you were here, you'd listen to 15 people taking a deep breath in sync. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. So if you ride, get a quote today and see if you could save with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. And find inner peace with a different pose called Palms on Handlebars. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-565-9662. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-565-9662. That's 800-565-9662. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
The waves were mighty and fierce as could be when my lady and I got lost at sea. We tossed and turned and we nearly drowned when my brave little boat went down.
Huh. Whoa, 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 no, none of that's true. You haven't had a date in a year or two. The sea was calm and the sky was clear and you crashed right into the pier.
Yeah, fine.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
James T. Kirk here. All right, Chucker, what does the T stand for in James T. Kirk?
Is it Tiberius, something like that?
Yes, it is. Good going. Yes, it is, as a matter of fact. James Tiberius Kirk. Nobody plays it like Shatner, no matter who else they put into that position, whether it's the ball guy or Chris Pine, Patrick Stewart. They don't have it. They don't have it.
Well, Patrick Stewart is pretty good, though. It's just different.
Yeah, but he's not.
It's just different.
Yeah, it's different, right. Yep.
And I like Chris Pine, but you're right. I mean, the original... There's something so connectable and likable about William Shatner.
Is Captain Kirk. It's like John Wayne is Rooster Cogburn, you know. You can have anybody you want try to play the part like they did in the remake of True Grit, but it's not the same. It was nowhere near.
But I got to tell you, the one error that they made in that canon of Star Trek, when they killed off William Shatner's Captain Kirk in the Generations movie. Malcolm McDowell played the villain. And I interviewed Malcolm McDowell. I thought he was a great guy. And he told me that they offered him that villain role in that film twice, and they didn't want to pay him much money. And he said, why shouldn't they pay me? I'm worth it. And they wound up coming back to him. But here's the deal. I mean, that death scene wasn't really that good. Like, it wasn't... I wouldn't have killed Captain Kirk off anyway. That was a mistake. He's too good to kill off. You don't kill him.
It's like killing off Harrison Ford, Han Solo. That was a dumb thing to do. It was dumb.
Had power, but retrospect.
Dumb.
All
right, John
Cena. The reason we play that is because yeah, Paramount Pictures announced at CinemaCon yesterday, which is a big convention for theater owners. They launch a lot of movie news and show a lot of footage, that they're going to do a Star Trek origin film, which will be separate from Star Trek IV with Chris Pine, which will be released in 2000. in 25. So it appears Paramount's back on the bike with Star Trek movies. You like
so
that
who
idea?
Would be... Well, yeah, I like Star Trek. I like the story. I think Chris Pine has done a good job, frankly.
I do, too.
So this who do they put in that movie, though? So, but good who's question. Likely? Who would be somebody that has credibility that plays?
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you think it would be better with a named actor or unknown?
Well, you know how they're doing now. A lot of these TV shows are bringing people in, like Jason Bublé for Bublé or whatever his name is. That's in Chicago Police. Really, mm-hmm. He was an actor that had been around for a long time playing roles, not major roles, but they plucked him and they put him into this role, which he was perfect for, and he has blossomed. And so have a lot of the other people that were unknown actors and actresses that did local stuff, and they bring him in. And that's what they've done with, like, all the Law & Order franchise, the FBI franchise. You see this happening in movies as well. Sometimes you need a lead. You need somebody that's a magnet.
You've got to get the break. Everybody needs the one break.
Yeah,
to cultivate a credit.
But
you've got to
have one star. So in this circumstance, if you don't have somebody, even though it's Star Trek, if you don't have somebody that everybody knows playing that role, you're going to be out in left field, I think.
It's more of a gamble. I agree. I'll give you an example of a star on the rise. Glenn Powell, right, who is in Top Gun Maverick, and he starred in Anything But You with Sidney Powell, announced yesterday at this Comic-Con convention he will be the lead, the star, in a Running Man remake over at Paramount Pictures. That's based on a short Stephen King novel. The novel was very, very different than the movie with Arnold. I like the movie with Arnold a lot, but Glenn Powell, who will be also in Twisters this summer, the
remake
sequel to Twister, things are really going good for him.
Yeah, good. He seems like a likable guy.
He's a likable guy. He's a good-looking guy, for sure.
Of that, John Cena says he and his wife are private to protect her safety. In other words, he doesn't let her out much. His wife's name is Shay. He goes on appearances, doesn't take her with him because he doesn't like the attention that some women give him, and I think a lot of people do. She's an Iranian, an engineer, somebody who... Mm-hmm. He said, I made a promise to her on the altar. I will never put you, or I'll do my best to not put you in harm's way. So
you like that?
That was kind of, I think that's, I like
okay.
it. What's going on?
I got to tell you, I did notice one thing, because I watch WrestleMania on Peacock at my store.
Yeah.
John Cena made an appearance at the end in the big match with The Rock, right? And John Cena had his hairline was receding pretty dramatically. And he was very white. He needed to tan. Like, he was super white. He's getting a little older, but I like him. I think he's actually very funny on film. Very, very funny.
Yeah, he's a likable guy. He's not Arnold, but he's not The Rock, but he is likable. All right, Chuck, I'll talk to you Monday here on Good Day. It's now 59 past the hour. Happy weekend, everyone.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.